50 years, people have been flooding into Medellin, trying to escape the violence in other parts of the country, but it seems they have brought the violence with them. Medellin has one of the highest murder rates of any city in the world. It has assassins and drug dealers, urban militias, and gangs. You can live in the rich part of Medellin and hardly get touched by any of this. But in the comunas, there is no escape. That night, Fabio and I walked into the territory of La Libertad. At one time, I could never have walked into that area because I used to belong to a gang known as the Mexicans, who warred against the La Libertad gang. The Mexicans are finished now. Most of them are dead or else in prison. I am no longer a threat to anyone, but I still have a reputation. People know me. I've fired guns. I've been shot. I've done drugs. But I've also been a peacemaker. I walk two paths at the same time. I wish I could walk the peace path all the time, but something always gets in the way. My family, my community, my past, or maybe just being a girl.
Okay, what do we know about Maritza so far? Like Beto, she lives in a poor neighborhood in the city of Medellin. She doesn't get along with her mother, and unlike the other kids we've read about so far, Maritza has participated in the violence herself. It should be interesting to hear about the children's movement from a person who spent time in a gang. These days, Maritza says she wants to walk the peace path all the time, but something always gets in her way. Let's find out what she means. Startup began on the bottom of page 92 with, "That night, Fabio and I went into La Libertad."
That night, Fabio and I went into La Libertad because there was a dance in one of the garages up there. It only cost 1,000 pesos, about 50 cents, to get in. The music was